Oh, you mean the individual plants?
Yeah, or collectively, what would you call them? Would you ever call them shrubs?
Yeah, I guess I would pretty well take care of it, call it shrubs.
Okay. What kind of shrubs do they plant? I just wonder what some of these were around your house here.
Well, there's lilacs, and then there's a few cherry trees and raspberries.
Okay. There are no cactus in this area, are there?
There's what?
Cactus?
Yeah, there's cactus here.
Really? Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, that's interesting. What kinds?
Well, I don't know. There's a round kind and then the blade type.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure as a rancher, this is something you really had to fight a lot. Did y'all have a lot of problem with weeds?
Weeds?
Yeah, with weeds.
Oh, there's weeds. Oh, yeah.
What kinds of weeds? I was wondering, I'm sure as a rancher, you really had to fight those because they get into your alfalfa crop or something like that.
Well, and thistles is what the problem is now.
Oh, really? Are those the Russian thistles?
No, they're not Russian thistles. They're Canadian thistles, I think they call them.
Mm.
Okay. The Russian thistles are usually where it's dry. When you've had a kind of a drought, then they take a hold.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other kind of creeping brushes or vines that you find in this area? Do you have anything like a morning glory?
Yeah, there's a morning glory also.
Okay.
That's a pest too.
Does it get into your alfalfa?
Does it?
Yeah, I know. I talked to a rancher out east of here, out near Lyman, really, and where they had that bad tornado recently. And he said probably the worst problem they have is with weeds. You know, getting into their grasses.
They also call that the bindweed.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what he told me? He said the worst weed is the United States government. He says they just want to get into everything. He says it's hard to run a ranch anymore because of.
Well, I'll have to side in with him a little bit on that.
They cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They make it hard, don't they?
They make it hard. Yeah.
Is that because of? Is that because of the taxes and stuff like that, or because of limits that they put on how much you can sell, or?
No, well, see, like here, if we don't keep this agricultural, then they raise our taxes about sevenfold.
Oh, I see.
And that is a problem.
I see. Yeah. It's getting hard to. It's getting so it's, that you can almost can't run a ranch anymore.
That's right. Yeah. It's too tight anymore.
Tell me the names of local streams or creeks that you can think of that are in this area.
Well, this one down below, they call that Sawmill Creek.
Okay.
And then, of course, where that runs into, in Idledale, it runs into Bear Creek.
Okay. Okay. Sawmill. Do they have anything in this area like a river or a stream?
A river? Well, Bear Creek and...
All right, those, I was wondering the difference between a creek and a river, I guess.
Well, a sawmill would be a creek.
Okay, okay. But the one down below it would be a river?
Well, more so, yes.
More so. Be bigger.
They still call it Bear Creek.
Okay, but it's actually...
But it's on the river type.
Okay, okay. A river is bigger than a creek. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have... places in this area where the water runs through a creek bed only when it rains, and then they're dry the rest of the time?
Oh, yeah, there are places like that.
Okay. What do they call those? Do they call those, they have a name for that?
Offhand, I couldn't tell you or give you a name.
Okay, I just wondered if they would call it like a wet weather creek or even maybe like a gully or something like that?
Well, it would be a gully, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is a gully the same thing as a draw? Have you ever heard of a draw?